Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim, daf Mem Daled, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and the Vilna Torah's daf is on Chafei Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Meir Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amash Rehav and Aliyah. So two daf ago, we were talking about how the Aron was Nignaz, it was hidden away, and we don't have it anymore, and there was Machlokes, where it was hidden, in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, maybe it was brought to Bavel. Now we get into a long discussion about the dimensions of the Aron. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Ba'amash al Shisha Tfachim, Haya Aron Asoi. The dimensions of the Aron were based off of an Amma that's six Tfachim long. Rav Meir, who's the Tana that holds that an Amma was six Tfachim long? That's Rav Meir. Did not we have Mishra? Rav Meir says, Kol Amas Hayu Beinyais, all the measurements of an Amma that were used in the building of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, they were all average size Ammas, meaning they were each six Tfachim long. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, Amas Habinyin, Shisha, Shal Kalim, Chamisha. The Amma of any building, that was six Tfachim, but the Amma of the Kalim, that's a five Tefach Amma. Imagine someone saying, measure out a foot for me. You say, how much is a foot? Well, we know that a foot is 12 inches, but imagine it depending. Sometimes the foot's 12 inches, sometimes it's 15 inches. It's the same thing with the Amma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Sometimes it's 5 tfachim, sometimes 6. So we get into more detailed discussion. According to Rav Meir, who holds that the Amma that the Aron was made with was a 6 tefach Amma, Arkash al Aron, the length of the Aron, Chamisha Asar tfachim, was 15 tfachim. Because the Pasuk says, Amsayim v'chetzi Arkai, it was 2.5 Ammas long, and that means Amsa Shisa, 1 Amma is 6 tfachim, Amsa Shisa, Amma is another 6 tfachim, Upalgos Amsa Tlasa, and half an Amma is 3 tfachim, so that's 6, 6, and 3, a total of 15. Now, Varba Luchais Hayubai, there was 4 Luchais placed in it. Shnaim Shleim, Shnaim Shvurim, the 2 whole ones, that's the second Luchais, and 2 broken ones, that's the first ones. Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Asher Shavarta Vesamtam Ba'arain, that you broke and you shall place them in the Arain. Now, Haluchais, Hayukal Echad Ve'echad Arkai Shisha Tvachim Rechbai Shleisha. Each one of the Luchais were 6 Tvachim long and 3 Tvachim wide. So, Vesen Archon Shal Luchais, Lerachbai Shal Arain, place the length of the Luchais, 6 Tvachim, to the width of the Arain. That means when you have the luchais lined up all next to each other, and so we're looking at the width of the luchais according to the length of the Aron, that's 3, 3, 3, and 3. 3 times 4 is 12, and remember the length of the Aron was 15, so nishtayr sham shlesha tvachim, that means just 3 tvachim of space left in the length of the Aron. Skip the next 2 words. Ten mehem chatzi tefachel chol kaisel, each of those tvachim is for each of the walls. Nishtayr shnei tvachim l'sefer Torah, that leaves over 2 tvachim of empty space in the length of the Aron for the Sefer Torah. This is a Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbein wrote. It was 2 tvachim wide, and so fit perfectly in that remaining 2 tefach space. Now, rachbo shel aron tisha tefachim, the width of the aron was 9 tefachim. Dechsev, the pasuk says, amma v'chetzi rachbo, it's an amma and a half wide, and remember, an amma is 6 tefachim, so amsa shisa, upalgos amsa tlasa, 1 amma is 6, and half an amma is 3, that's a total of 9. And once again, varba luchas hayubai, there was 4 luchas in the aron, shnaim shleim, shnaim shvurim, 2 whole, 2 broken. Dechsev, the pasuk says, asher shavata v'samtam ba'aron, haluchas hayu kol achas v'achas archon shisha tefachim rachman shleisha. As we already know, luchas were each 6 tefachim long and 3 tefachim wide. 10 Arkon shel luchais l'rochbai shel aron, place the length of the luchais according to the width of the aron. As we just said, the width of the aron was 9 and the length of the luchais was 6. So in shtar sham shlesha tefachim, there's 3 tefachim left in the width of the aron. Chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan, half a tefach here and half a tefach there. L'shilut, that's that there should just be some airflow. Umakam shenichem by sefer Torah tefachayim, and the place of the sefer Torah is 2 tefachim. And the reason why we want to have the airflow is because since the sefer Torah is being placed precisely in the remaining 2 tefachim, there has to be some airflow around in order that it doesn't mold, as we're going to see that later on as well. Now, this is all in Shitas Rameir. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, he says, Ba'amash al Chamisha Tvachim Haya Aron Asui, the Aron was made of a 5 Tefach Amma. Matana Ba'amash al Chamisha Tvachim, who's the Tana that holds that the Amma was 5 Tvachim? Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Taman, we have Mishal later on, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Amma Sabinin Shisha Tvachim Mishal Kelim Chamisha, that the Amma of the building was a 6 Tefach Amma, but any Kelim were measured with a 5 Tefach Amma. Vahain Aron Klihu, and the Aron is considered a Kli. So I'll die Yehuda, according to Yehuda, do Amar ba'amah shal chamisha tefachim, who says that the amma was 5 tefachim, so haya arka shal aron, also yishneim asar tefach umechta, the length of the aron was 12.5 tefachim, dechsev the pasuk says in the same chetzer arkai, it was 2.5 ammas long, so that means that amsa chamisha v'amsa chamisha upalgas amsa trey upalig, 1 amma is 5, another amma is 5, and then half a amma is 2.5, so 5 plus 5 plus 2.5 is 12.5, mem da'ro and beza on top, va'arba luchas hayubai, there's 4 luchas in it, shnaim shleimim, shnaim shvurim, 2 whole, 2 broken, dechsev the pasuk says, asher shavat v'samtam ba'aron, v'luchas hayukal echad v'echad arkan shisha tefachim rachman shleisha, each of luchas was 6 long and 3 wide, 10 rachman shel luchas arkan shel aron, take the width of the luchas and place that across the length of the aron, as that takes up 12 full tefachim, and remember the length of the aron is only 12.5 tefachim, so mishtar shem chatzi tefach, that's only half a tefach left, as well k'sal mikan, that's 1 finger width of space for the wall here, and 1 finger width of space for the wall here. Now rachman shel aron, the width of the aron, shiva tefachim mechza was 7.5 tefachim, the chassid pasuk says, says that there was an amma and a half wide. Amsa chamisha, one amma is five. Upalgos amsa, and half amma trei upalik, that's 2.5. So 5 plus 2.5 is 7.5. Arba luchas haibay, there was 4 luchas in it. Shnaim shleimim, shnaim shvurim, 2 whole, 2 broken. The chassid pasuk says, Hashir shavarta samta ba'aroin. Haluchas hayu kol echad ve'echad, arkon shisha tvachim rachman shleisha. The luchas were 6 tvachim long and 3 tvachim wide. 10 arkon shal luchas, the rachbay shal aroin. Place the 6 tefach length of the luchas to the width of the aroin. That leaves over a tefach and a half. Because again, if the luchas were 6 long and we have 7.5 over here, that leaves us 1.5 of space. Etzbalik salamikan, etzbalik salamikan. One finger for the wall here, one finger for the wall here. Chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan, l'shilot. And the half a tefach here and half a tefach there is for the airspace. Now we continue discussing the aron. Ketzad asa betzalos aron. How did Betzalel make the aron? So Chanin Amar, he says, shalish teva susai. He made it out of 3 separate boxes. Shtaim shal zavach shal eitz. 2 were made out of gold, 1 was wood. Nasan shal eitz b'shal zav. He took the wooden one and placed it inside the gold one. That means the outer one was gold. The wood was a little bit smaller and that slipped into the outer gold one. B'shal zav b'shal eitz. Then the inner gold one was even smaller and that slipped into the wood one. V'tzipo, and then the whole thing was coated with gold. The pasuk says, v'tzipisa oisei zav tahar mibayisu mechotz. It should be coated with pure gold inside and outside. Now the question is, matam loimer titzapenu. So why does the pasuk then say titzapenu? That's repetitive. It says, v'tzipisa oisei zav tahar mibayisu mechotz titzapenu. We just said it should be coated in gold. So why does the pasuk repeat itself, titzapenu? And the answer is, lohavi svasel yoina. This is coming to say that there's a top lip to it. Because if you had a bird's eye view of the aron, you would see that there's actually 3 layers and the middle part is wood. And that's why the pasuk repeats itself by saying titzapenu to tell us to coat that part as well with gold so you can't actually even see that middle box. Basically, it was a lip over the whole thing. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, he argues that teva achas asai, it was one box, Mitzipo, and that was coated in gold. So the pasuk says, it's pisa asai zav tarim b'azim chutz. The question is, matam olim titzapenu? According to Rav Shimon Lakish, why does it say titzapenu again? And the answer is, Arav Pinchas, lohavi bein neser l'neser, that's to cover over the seam in between the boards. And we have a box that's made up of 4 walls, so there's a clear seam in between them, and we want to cover that over with some sort of lip, some sort of covering, and that's why it says titzapenu, according to Shimon Lakish. Now we have a discussion about the luchas. Ketzad hayu aluchas ksuvim? How are the luchas written? Chananya Gamliel Aimer, he says, chamisha luach zeh, chamisha luach zeh. All that Sarah said, Debrois, 5 were written on this luach, and 5 were written on that luach. That's why the pasuk says, vayichtavim al shnei luchas avonim. And he wrote them on the 2 stone luchas. Chamisha luach zeh, chamisha luach zeh. 5 on this luach, 5 on that luach. Now the Rabban Amar and the Rabbanan say, asara luach zeh, asara luach zeh. He actually wrote all 10 on this one and on that one. That's what the pasuk says, vayagad lechem es brisoi, asher tziva eschem lasois, aseres hadvarim. And then right after it says aseres hadvarim, it says, vayichtavim al shnei luchas avonim, write them on 2 luchas avonim. The Rabban Amar are saying this to mean, asara luach zeh, asara luach zeh. 10 on this luach and 10 on that luach. Now Shimon Chayimer, he says, esrum al luach zeh, esrum al luach zeh. 20 on this one and 20 on that one, meaning each luach had aseres hadibros written twice, one in the front, one in the back. The pasuk says, vayichtavim al shnei luchas avonim. You shall write them on the 2 luchas, which is mashma double. Esrum al luach zeh, esrum al luach zeh. Now we have another opinion, Memhe Amar Alpha on top, or Sumay Amar, he says, arbayim al luach zeh, arbayim al luach zeh. 40 on this luach and 40 on that luach, which means all 4 sides of this stone tablet had all aseres hadibros inscribed in them. And what's the source for that? Well, that's because the pasuk tells us, mizeh umizeh him ksuvim, and this is an extra lashon because it already said, v'chtevim al shnei luchas havanim. Why now say, mizeh umizeh him ksuvim? It must be they're written yet another time. It has this work, so we just explained this. Tatergoina, this is a Greek word for a square or for something that has 4 sides, and that's how they were written. Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Shua Aimer, Chananya, the son of the brother of Rabbi Shua, says, bein kol dibur v'dibur, in between every single dibur, in between each of the aseres hadibros, dikdukev ha'suseh shel Torah, there was written very fine letters, if you will, the dikdukim, the specifics, and the letters of the Torah, many, many different halachas were written there. And where does this come from? Because the pasuk in Shir Hashirim tells us, mimula'im batarshish, filled up with tarshish. What does that mean? Like tarshish, hiyam rabba, like the great sea that has so many wonderful treasures in it, lots of fish and different things in it. As this pasuk of mimula'im batarshish is saying, that it was filled in with all these wonderful things. And Rav Shimon Lakish kan hava mati hadein kraya, when Rav Shalkish got to this pasuk, hava amar, he used to say, yafalim dani chananya ben achi Yeshua, chananya ben achi Yeshua taught me well, mahayam hazeh, ben gal gadol, gal gadol, gal mktanim. In between each big wave, there's smaller waves. Kach, ben kol dibur v'dibur, diktukim v'yisuseh shel Torah. So too, in between every dibur, those are like the large waves, there's the diktukim and oisyes of the Torah that were written on the luchas themselves. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.